that we can worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We can raise our hands to you, Lord, to give our all unto thee. Father, be glorified this night, we pray. Be glorified, Lord, in the praises of your people. Be glorified in your word. Be glorified, Father, in us, Lord, is our petition, even as we pray, even as we seek thee, Lord. Be glorified, we pray. Father, we commit ourselves to thee. Father, Lord, just giving ourselves into your hands, bless each person. Thank you for song worship, Lord. Thank you for grace. Thank you, Father, for mercy. Thank you, Father, for all that you are. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you, saints. Let's read a scripture. We do really appreciate worship. Ephesians chapter 1. It says, God is an object of worship. And they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Ephesians 1, let's read from verse 15. Let's read Paul's prayer. This is Paul's prayer for the Ephesians from verse 15. Just to show that it's a prayer in verse 15, he says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now what was Paul's desire for these saints?
Hallelujah.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's the first thing. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. May the Lord bless his word, saints. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Now, it's quite a thing if you read your Bible just to see what other people pray and to find those prayers that are recorded in Scripture. And I really found that this prayer of Paul was quite an outstanding prayer. Because if you really think of who he's praying to here, you know, who he's praying about, he's praying for message believers. You know, when another Ephesians, the prophet says, this was the Ephesian church. So he was praying these things for message believers. These were spirit-filled believers. And Paul was praying one overall theme, although he was asking many, many things, but he wanted them to come to a deeper realization. That's what he was praying for. He was praying for them to realize who they were in Christ.
Yes.
You know, who they were in the eyes of Christ, who they were in Christ. And that's why he says these different things. He says in verse 17 that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And the prophet says you can never pray too much for revelation. So that's why as we come for prayer. You know, but what kind of revelation is it that we're seeking for? Is this kind of revelation. Now, this kind of revelation, that he may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, you may know what is the hope of his calling.
Amen.
Ah, friends, there's something wonderful about hope.
Amen.
Because hope never disappoints, the Bible says. No, to have a real hope in your calling.
Amen.
You know, and as Paul's saying, hey, you message believers, this is what I'm praying for you. That the Lord may give you a deep understanding, may enlighten your understanding, open the eyes of your heart, so that you understand the hope of your calling.
Amen.
And he says, not only the hope of your calling, but what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. My. So the prophet preaches adoption, and he uses the book of Ephesians as our inheritance. So we have our calling, we have our inheritance in Christ. We are his inheritance, that's what Paul is saying as well. So Paul's saying, if you people could just realize more your inheritance, and that you are the Lord's inheritance. You know, you are his chosen people. He says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? So he's saying, I'm praying for you people to get a spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you may better understand what is the exceeding greatness of his power to you who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ. So there's a lot of things that he's praying for here. And he's praying, like I say, this for message believers. I think that we should really be praying these things as well. Amen. I'm sure every one of us today, if you had to ask, every one of us would desire a deeper spirit of wisdom and revelation to understand our calling. Amen. The hope of your individual calling, to know your inheritance in Christ. Now that the Lord would grant you a deeper knowledge of himself. That's what he says. Yeah, and that he says, and that you may understand better by revelation, by wisdom, his power to you. The greatness of his power to you, the same power that raised up Christ from the dead. So there's a lot of different things that he's praying here. You know, and he's saying, I'm praying these things when I heard of your faithfulness, when I hear of, you know, the way that you stand and so forth. I'm really praying these things for you. Now, Paul is not asking the Lord to give them something that they don't have. You see, he's not, none of these things. He's asking the Lord, please give these people more than they've got in these things. What he's saying, Lord, help them to realize. Amen. Give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation that they may realize. They're already called. There's already the hope of their calling there, but they need to realize the hope of their calling. There's already an inheritance stored up from before the foundation of the world for them, but they need to get a deeper spirit of wisdom and revelation to realize that inheritance that they've been given. The power is available. All heaven and earth is behind his sons and his daughters, but it's for us to get a deeper spirit of wisdom and revelation in these things. Yeah, and the prophet, he uses the same thing. I just went and got quotes, because the prophet, when he speaks in the same way, he speaks of a certain term, and he uses the term realization. So many times the prophet says, if only the church could realize. So I went and I just printed out the quotes when he's speaking about realization. Realization, or to recognize, yeah? It's similar things, to realize. It means to become fully aware of something as a fact. So you may have, the prophet says in church age book, he says, you may have a partial realization. He says, but then there's a perfect realization. You know, so we have a partial realization of the hope of our calling. We have a partial realization of what our inheritance is in Christ and what inheritance we are to him. You know, the importance that he has to us, but our friends, there's far more of a realization that's available to the sons and daughters of God. But it needs the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And Paul was praying for that specifically for the saints. That was his desire. You think Paul's in prison here. There's many things he could have been praying about. You know, and none of these things that he's praying for them are tangible physical things. Now we do need to pray for physical things, for, you know, we all have needs and different things. But Paul, the greatest desire that he had inside of himself was that the saints would come to a deeper realization of who they were in Christ, of who they were to Christ, what Christ had done to them. Because there's so much has been stored up for in Christ. To realize means to make real or to give reality to something. You know, so you want him, Paul saying, if only you people could have a greater reality of the things that you believe. If only the Lord could make it more real to who you are in Christ and what he's stored up, what the inheritance that he's stored up for you. If only the hope of your calling would be more real, that it become a realization. To recognize means to grasp or to understand something clearly. Our friends, that's why we'll never ever get to the stage that we can't pray a prayer like this. While we are in these mortal bodies, until the change of these bodies into the moment in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to have to keep praying this. Because there's a far deeper inheritance. There's a far deeper portion to the sons and daughters of God. Now listen to a few of the things that the prophet speaks about when he speaks about if the church could only realize. One thing he says is 1962 confirmation evidence. He says, if the people tonight could only realize their authority in him, how great it would be. If we could come to a greater reality of our authority in him. Amen. The authority that we have as believers. Our friends, the authority that we have. Amen. that is invested in us as the sons and daughters of God. But you need to pray for that. We need to pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That, Lord, we desire, just as Paul desired for the Ephesian church in his age, we desire a greater revelation of our authority in you.
Amen.
The authority that you've given unto us. The prophet goes on to say, there's a lot of different things that he speaks about authority. And I'm just trying to put a little bit of them together. But he says, he speaks about Samson. And he said, where did Samson get his power from? When he could kill 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a mule. The prophet says, he stood there because he was commissioned to fight. To take that country out. He was raised up and born to slay that nation. So that was his inheritance. That was the hope of his calling. And at that time, inside of his calling, Samson had a reality of the hope of his calling.
Amen, amen.
Now to him it was real. He knew his authority. He knew who he was. He knew what he was raised up for. So when the situation raised up in the line of duty, that 1,000 Philistines came, he didn't fear.
Amen.
He stood his ground. Although there was well-armed Philistines. The prophet says maybe half-inch thick brass helmets, shields, spears, battle-hardened troops. He had nothing. The prophet says he wasn't a big man. He just had what he could find to hand, which was the jawbone, a dried jawbone of an ass. He says, but he realized who he was. He realized, I'm standing in the power of my commission. This is what I was raised up for. This is my inheritance. I'm standing on the ground which has been given to me. And the prophet then says, this is in paradox, he says, if the church could only realize what you are here for. Just as much as Samson realized what he was there for. Now friends, for us to fully realize what we're here for, we need to pray, like Paul prayed, for the spirit of wisdom, that the Lord may open up the eyes of our understanding, that we may come to a deeper realization of who we are and what we're here for. What are we here for? He says, if the church could only realize what you're here for, if the Pentecostal church could only realize what you're here for, what's your representation?
Amen.
Who do you represent?
Amen.
Who do you represent?
Amen.
Who was Samson representing?
Amen.
He was representing the kingdom of the Most High.
Amen.
And when something came to challenge, though the rest of the people scattered, but here was a man who knew his authority. He knew who he represented. He had a reality at that time. The prophet says, what's your representation? Why did you come out of these things to be what you are? Why did God gather us together? Why did God bring us together? He says, Samson, he understood those things. And friends, sometimes we forget. Sometimes we forget, and that's why we should come in prayer to pray, Lord, I'm desiring the spirit of wisdom. I'm desiring the spirit of revelation. Come and open the eyes of my understanding once again, that this may be more real to me, that I might grasp and lay a hold of this reality, which isn't yet fully real to me. I have a partial realization, but I want a deeper realization of who I am, what my authority is, what my inheritance is, what my rights are in Christ. Because that's what Paul was desiring for his church. The prophet speaks about Mary and influence, and he says, he speaks about her consciousness when she was standing in the presence of the angel, yeah? And that she didn't mind what people said after she received that message. Because that visitation did something to her. That message that was ministered to her, it quickened her. It did something inside of her, and she knew something's changed. And she conceived inside of herself. And the prophet says, if we could only realize that the Holy Ghost is upon us, and he's the one who's creating that thing, that's past tense.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, that's a serious one.
Amen.
If we really, really meditate on that one and get in the spirit, that if you could only realize that healing is something that's past tense. But why aren't we healed? Because we haven't fully realized that. That hasn't been revealed. It's not yet real to us that healing's past tense. You're already healed. It's just a realization that you're already healed. That's what you need to pray for. He says, if you could only realize that healing is something that's past tense. It's something that God has already done. And the only thing that you can do is accept what He's done. Amen. It sounds simple, and it is simple, but it's very spiritual.
Amen.
It needs us to be in a certain spiritual place. And this is what Paul was saying to the Ephesian church, saying, look, you've got your inheritance. Just as much as the 12 tribes had their inheritance. And God delivered them, sent the pillar of fire, sent a prophet, delivered them in an exodus, brought them now to the land that He reserved for them. Yeah, but each of them now had to go and possess the inheritance. And Paul was saying, you believers have been delivered out. Yeah, you've come out in this exodus, the second exodus. Yeah, He's granted you grace, but you need a deeper realization. You need a deeper spiritual revelation to so that you can go in the hope of your calling. So that you can go and take the fullness of your inheritance. Ah, friends, I really do believe it's a very important thing. I really, really do. That's why he says in adoption, when he's preaching about Ephesians, he says, if the Christians could only realize the day that we're living in. That's another serious one. We're living in the days of Lot. We're living as it was in the days of Noah. We're living in the days of the revelation of the Son of Man. We're living in the days of Revelation 10, when all the mysteries have been revealed. We're living in the days of Elijah. We were singing about it. Friends, that's a serious thing. The deeper that realization could become, it'll do something for us. As sure as the world. But the prophet says, if the church could only realize the day that you're living in. So I can see we can have partial realization, but coming deeper and deeper to a full realization, that needs grace.
Amen.
That needs prayer. That needs us to draw near to Him and for Him to draw near to us and to anoint us and to persuade us of our promises and to lead us and guide us deeper into that holy place so that we can partake until we become, you know, to a greater reality. Grasping the reality of that, you say, oh my, this day that we're living in. Because, friends, if a lot of saints had a real realization of the lateness of the hour, they wouldn't spend so much time on worldly things.
Amen.
We wouldn't.
Amen.
If we had a deep realization of the day that we're living in, the prophet says in Daniel 70 weeks, it would throw the church into a desperation.
Amen.
Because when Daniel got into the spirit of wisdom and revelation, reading the message of the hour of Jeremiah the prophet, and he realized the lateness of the hour. He realized the day that he was living in. Look what it did to him. He fasted and he prayed and he confessed his sins and the sins of his people. And he sought the face of God, sought wisdom and understanding as to what he should do at that time.
Amen.
Oh, friends.
Amen.
He realized the day that he was living in.
Yes. Yeah.
And all of us here, our believers, have. But there's different measures we can go to. And I'm sure every single one of us would desire to go deeper and deeper into these things. Because just as Paul desired that for the Ephesians, then you can see the prophet, when he was looking at the church in those, you know, quotes and these different messages he's preaching, then he's saying, oh, if the church could only realize. So he's looking and he could see the church hasn't realized yet. They could see the people haven't fully realized the day that we're living in. Friends, we're living in the days that the seals have been unsealed.
Amen.
We're living in the day of redemption.
Amen.
The day of redemption is here. Oh, but like Brother Crosby says many times, he says many of these things have become catchphrases to us. And we get too used to them, become too common. You're living in the time that the thunders have been revealed.
Amen.
The prophet says the revelation of the under those seven seals, it says in the church age book, it says a revelation of the thunders, God's voice blasting forth that revelation. These are serious things to think about. You could just take one of these things and just go and wait on the Lord and really say, Lord, help me here. Help me to have a deeper realization of the day that I'm living in. Help me have a deeper realization of the authority that you've given to me. Help me to have a deeper realization that healing is past tense.
Amen.
All of these things the prophet is saying, if only the church could have a deeper realization. The prophet says, if the Christians could only realize the day that you're living in, he says, my, what do you think? The writer of this book is preaching adoption. So he's just read Ephesians chapter 1. So he's speaking about Paul and the Ephesians. He says, the writer of this book that's seen it, he saw the day we're living in. And he saw where it would be manifested in the last days. Waiting and groaning for those sons of God to rise in the last days. With the power of the Holy Ghost at the end of the age. To reveal the secret things from the foundation of the world. And to bring it up. Oh, that's the day we're living in. That's the potential. There's still untapped resources there. Like Israel was there all those years, but they didn't know that all that oil. They were walking up and down on the land, not realizing the depth of the resources they were walking upon. But now in the last days, God anointed people to go and plumb those depths. Inspired people to drill down in those places. And then they started to strike resources that had sat untapped all these time, ages gone by. And now they started to benefit from the gas. They started to benefit from the oil. Friends, it's in the natural types of spiritual. Every single time. But I really saw it from Ephesians chapter 1. What is the key? It's prayer. It's praying for revelation. The prophet says, pray for revelation. Seek for revelation. Solomon said it in the book of Proverbs. If you seek wisdom like precious jewels, yeah, it's as if you seek it more than anything else, she'll be found of you. Amen. Now, that's what wisdom is. Wisdom is Christ. Christ, the Bible says, is the wisdom of God. Amen. He's the Logos. He's the mystery of redemption. But you've got to seek Him with all your heart. Amen. You've got to come into a certain spiritual condition that you want to know Him more, go deeper in the holy place together with Him. And that needs that kind of prayer that Paul is praying for. So Paul knew what they needed then, and Paul knew what we needed now. And the prophet knew what we needed as well. So the prophet says it in hearing, recognizing, and acting. He says, people that's honest. It's the true children of God. What have they got to live for today? Yeah? What have you got ahead of you? If you could only realize. He says, tomorrow night I want to tell my vision. This is 1961. He's just been beyond the curtain of time. He says, tomorrow night I want to tell my vision. To see what lays ahead of us. If the church could only realize. Everything lays ahead. How much we've got to live true for. Oh, the prophet says we could just realize. That beyond your final breath. Is the most glorious thing. Amen. That if you just press on, the great reward is at the end of the journey. The prophet's saying if only we could realize. We've got so much to live for. There's so much which we should stay true in our calling for. He says, tomorrow I want to tell you about the vision when I went beyond the curtain of time. He had a realization now when the prophet came back. He realized that no matter what you do in this life, it's been stored up there for you. That there's an inheritance, undefiled, uncorruptible, that Paul speaks of, reserved in the heavens for us. The prophet says, if we could realize that, you would realize it's worth it staying true to Him. Then he goes on to speak about people falling away and stuff. And he says, they never tasted then. They never realized what it was. And that's why they could fall away. Now, I don't think any of us would desire to fall away from something which is so glorious. Let's finish up a couple of quotes. We come to a time of prayer. Jehovah Jireh, now he gets deeper into it. He says, now, here he is among his church today. Made flesh in his church. And we see that through the ministry of the Son of Man. Certainly, Elohim. Now, if you could only realize that you men, you were made to be an amateur God. If you could only realize. But do we realize that? In a measure. Partial realization. That's why Paul is saying, I'm praying for you that you'll have the spirit of wisdom, spirit of revelation, that God will open the eyes of your understanding, that you'll know the hope of your calling, that you'll know your inheritance that's stored up in the believers in Christ. Go and see, that's why Paul was praying this. Because we don't realize the fullness of our resources. It's all there. We don't have to pray for anything new. We just need to pray for a deeper realization of what's already there. Of who we are. That's what Paul is trying to say to us. He's saying, you men, you were made to be an amateur God. You're a son of God. You're an heir of God. There's our inheritance. You have a domain. Genesis 1:26. He gave him, Adam, domain over the earth. You have a domain. You have authority. You have dominion in your domain. If the devil comes in your domain, you have authority in your domain. But it needs a realization. It needs the spirit of wisdom and revelation to unlock that to us so that we can grasp it and so that it becomes more real to us. The prophet says about Adam, and he says he was God, small letter G, an amateur God, a son of God, like you're the son of your father. And the world is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, waiting for the church to get back in its place again. Sons of God to be made manifest, waiting for that hour. He says, I hope that doesn't hurt, but I just have to say it, see? The church is so far away from its place. It needs to be back as the sons of God again. Rulers, governors of the earth, under the spiritual reign. It will be someday when the chief one comes, the great millennium. Nature's groaning for that day. But we have the earnest now. We have the earnest of our inheritance. That's what Paul says. Ah, friends, there's so much reserved. There's so much stored up. There's such a hope of our calling. There's such riches and such treasure. So many things that is made available to us. But every single one of them, it's unlocked by faith. And faith is a revelation. Faith comes by the spirit of revelation. When he comes and he opens up our understanding and reveals something to us and says, this is for you. And then we walk into our inheritance. So if we could just realize those things. Then finally he says, it wasn't so from the beginning. He speaks again about the man with the money in the bank and so forth. He says, if Pentecostal people could only realize that they're not the scum of the earth. That's what people will tell them. You're the offscourings of the earth. You're a cult. All those things, yeah? It's as if the Pentecostal people could only realize they're not the scum of the earth. They're the sons and daughters of God. Amen. Heirs of all things through Christ. But as long as Satan can keep you afraid to claim your inheritance, then he's got you. Friends, now I understood why Paul prayed that prayer. Amen. I said, Lord, we should be praying for this every time we pray. Amen. What could be greater than the spirit of revelation? To open up, to reveal, to unlock things. And the wonderful thing, friends, sometimes people get scared about those amateur God quotes and that. But if you look at Jesus, who was God, the Son of God, but he was humble. Amen. He made him into a servant. It didn't make him arrogant. It didn't make him proud to realize who he was. Amen. Revelation is grace. Revelation keeps a person humble. Amen. It's head knowledge that makes us proud. Amen. It's intellectual faith that makes us arrogant. Amen. If you realize that you are son of God, that you're an amateur God on earth, you'll be like Jesus. Amen. What will you be using that for? To wash the feet of the disciples, to minister to the needs of the people. It's nothing to be afraid of, that terminology. It's God's attribute in you. Amen. That is being expressed. Amen. The deeper it can be anointed by the light, by the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the more it expresses itself. The more authority that you have. The more you take your domain, you take your inheritance in your dominion. And every single one of us have it. Amen. Now, I'll read one just for the sisters at the end. If I can find it, because the prophet really, really said a wonderful thing about the sisters. Here, listen what the prophet says to sisters. This is in the message, Elisha the prophet, speaking about there. He says, I think of sometimes how mothers will refuse to raise children, to bring up children. And young women practice birth control. And they buy a little dog and lead them around. And you only realize, lady, that about just 20 years of your life that you have, that God has allotted to you, that you're going to be able to do this great duty for God. Listen to this great duty. Do you know your child might be a modern Charles Finney.
Hallelujah.
Or something like that. Do you realize about 20 years of your life, as long as you'll be able to raise children, and all through eternity, you'll enjoy the blessings of God.
Amen.
If you bring a child in this world and raise it right.
Amen.
That star that's shining yonder in glory, you'll be associated with it, see? And then to refuse to raise the little fellows because you'd rather take your running around and carrying on. That's ridiculous. You shouldn't do that. Don't do it. No, sir. Don't you do it. Mothers of old, they love to raise children. But all this modern American day that you're living in now, I tell you, our nation is simply polluted. There's not a hope left to this nation as I see. Only an old-fashioned revival, and according to the scriptures, it'll never be nationwide. It'll be a revival among the people, the elect of God. But it won't be a real sweeping revival, take the whole nation, and never was, never will be again. And this great kingdom has to fail as all other kingdoms fell. Look at where we're living, friends.
Amen.
The prophet, the way he can speak about these kind of things. So he's tying in and saying, sister, don't forsake your inheritance.
Amen.
Your inheritance, children, what does the Bible say? Oh, the inheritance from the Lord.
Amen.
That's your heritage. You know, and people that want to be too busy and other things that I don't want. Now, obviously, I mean, you don't want to have 24 children in 16 years. You know, you have to be a little bit wise, obviously. But the prophet's point is very valid. The prophet says, if you mothers could only realize that you've only got so much time to fulfill your sacred calling. Maybe your purpose was to bring a great man or woman of God into the world.
Amen.
Or you're bringing someone into the world that's going to shine as a star in your crown up there. Because you're going to bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Oh, friends, it's a sweet thing for someone to realize their purpose. To realize the hope of their calling. To realize that this is my destiny. This is my commission. This is what Christ has ordained me to do. But friends, this world is not a friend to grace. The spirit of this world isn't going to help you. I'll finish with that. When the prophet now speaks about what hinders us, the spiritual warfare that we're in. He's praying in perseverance. He says, let's pray a minute. He says, how many wants perseverance? He says, preach it. And he says, Heavenly Father, I believe with all my heart, if the people could only realize, I believe they're good people. I believe they're your people. I know they are. They love you. They pass from death to life. But right in their minds is Satan all the time trying to misquote something to them.
Yes,
trying to take them away from God's word. I pray, Father, you'll rebuke him.
Amen.
Grant it, God. Let your Holy Spirit come upon this audience now.
Amen.
They have no doubt the bigger part of the people has felt your presence. They believe. But let them realize they have a hinderer also.
Amen.
So there's the spirit of revelation, but there's the hinderer also.
Amen.
And he wants to hinder, he wants to confuse, wants to do whatever he can. He's the originator of Babel. He wants to bring the division and confusion and make you too busy inside of your life until you fail to realize, though you are son or daughter of God, the hope of your calling. You fail to realize the glory of this inheritance, which is Christ in you. You fail to fully express the purpose that God put you on this earth to express. Oh, saints, let's come to pray.
Amen.
And let's realize there's a hinderer just as much as there's a redeemer. Just as much as there's one spirit to reveal, there's another spirit to hinder. There's another spirit that will come in the greatest battle ever fought and will play and misquote things inside of your mind. We'll try to speak you out of your own inheritance if he can. You need to turn him down. You need to come into the presence of God like Samson did and realize your commission and realize your position and your authority as a son and daughter of God. And turn him down and cast him out in the name of the Lord. So that we can hide ourselves away in that secret place of the Most High. So we can eat now of the manna that's always fresh. That reveals to us who we are in Christ. That we can stay under the overshadowing of the wings of the great cherubim.
Yeah.
right in the presence of the Shekinah glory, where He'll be pulsating that faith into your soul and revealing to us more and more that you can receive who you are as a believer. The day that you're living in, the authority that you've got, the commission that He called you to, the hope of the calling that is given to you. Ah, friends, Paul says it in 1 Corinthians 1. He says, spiritual things are spiritually discerned. These things are only the deep things of God. Who knows the things of a man save the spirit of a man that's in him? The things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Amen. So we need that deeper fellowship to bring us into a deeper realization of who we are in Christ. And that's why Paul prayed that for the saints. Because Paul realized how important this principle is. And friends, let's never forget the importance of this principle. As we come for service, as we have visiting ministers coming, as we, whatsoever we do in the name of the Lord, we need the spirit of wisdom. We need the spirit of revelation. We need our eyes to be enlightened, our eyes of our hearts to be opened, that you may more fully grasp and realize and come to a reality of these things. And as it becomes more real, we step one step at a time. And wheresoever we step, that's our inheritance. That land has been given to us. And He says, and no man, we're about to stand before you all the days of your life. For as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. So be strong, be courageous. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. May that become a greater reality to us. Let's stand, saints. Let's come to one song before we come to a time of prayer. But let's pray that for our church. Let's pray that for each other. For that spirit of wisdom, that spirit of grace, that spirit of revelation, that He may open up our understanding to take us from partial realization to perfect realization. That's what the prophet said. May He do that for us. Let's sing that one again. Elohim, I will go. sense, you call upon the name of the Lord in Jesus' name. Father, coming unto thee, Lord, upon this day, how I just so desire to come. If we come to prayer requests, saints, I'll just read a quote here. The prophet says, an enticing spirit, speaking of the importance of prayer. He speaks about Jehoshaphat, who went down with Ahab. You know the story. And the prophet says, they got all buckled up together, made an alliance with one another to go and fight at Ramoth Gilead. And they did it without first praying. He says, oh, if people could only realize the importance of committing issues to the Lord. Even as believers, Jehoshaphat was a righteous man. But he made a decision, got into an alliance, and went to some important juncture in his life without praying about it first. And he got himself in trouble before the Lord. He says, oh, if the people could only realize. He says, that's why I've come this morning, to ask you to remember me as I go overseas. So he's saying, please pray for me for the meetings that lay before. Pray for journey. So in everything, saints, it would be good if it always realized the importance of committing our ways unto the Lord, of committing all of these things unto Him. It says, remember me as I go overseas. In all things, pray. Someone came the other day and said, Brother Branham, do you think it's wrong to do a certain thing? I said, what are you questioning about? All things ought to be considered prayerfully first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things would be added. I'm positive sure this morning, if men and women could only get into the position of where their soul, their thinking, their attitudes would be perfect in the sight of God, that would be one of the most powerful churches that ever existed. My, and he's speaking about prayer. No, before you make your decisions, before you get involved in anything, seek His kingdom first. Seek His leadership. Seek His blessing. Seek Him to go before. It's very important, saints. A really important principle. Then he finishes up in presence of God and recognizes. He said, if we could only do that tonight, people. If we could only realize that He's appearing to us in these meetings for one purpose. That is to release our desires that we have in Him to us. So that's why He comes. That's why He draws near. That's why He comes and He brings His presence and bathes you inside of your soul. Because He wants to release the desire that you have in Him, the needs that you have in Him. He's drawing near to us so that He can release those things to us. And friends, prayer is the best way. Does anybody have any prayer requests? Sister? Amen. Let's pray for Saviour's traveling for school trip to Germany and pray for Sister Dubish, she's traveling on Wednesday. Brother Mike?
I'll be traveling to Romania this week for Indigenous
people. Okay, let's remember Brother Mike going to Romania, yeah? Amen. God be with you, brother. Sister Lillian as well, she's gone to Zimbabwe, so we pray for her.
No, not only that, she's having a hard time in Germany. She took two big bags and all her stuff, the doctor kit and everything is in there, and they want to throw the bags in there.
Sure.
There's just people are being impossible.
Amen. So let's pray. Let's put the sister in prayer.
She's for the bags. She was saying she might be flight.
Uh-huh.
She's there now in Germany. She was saying, please just keep praying.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray for Elsie, yeah? She is the one. Let's pray for asthma. Amen. 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 Brother Vlad's at work. Let's remember him. And also this sister who's staying with him. Let's remember her in prayer. Next weekend, we have a visiting minister as well. Brother Crosby phoned me this week. Brother Metzen Saidi. He's a very good friend of ours from Zimbabwe. He's really, the Lord's really using me in a wonderful way. So he's in England. He was supposed to go back this week. But Brother Crosby persuaded him to stay for another 2 weekends. And then Brother Crosby phoned me yesterday in the morning when I was at work and said, look, bro. He said, I've managed to persuade Brother Saidi to stay for another 2 weekends. And I said to him, can't you go to the brothers there in Dublin? So I really do appreciate that. So next weekend, unfortunately, I can see some saints won't be here. But it's the 5th and the 6th of November next weekend. We'll have a service on Saturday evening and on Sunday morning with Brother Saidi. So just thinking of what you are preaching as well. You know, may the Lord bring the spirit of wisdom and revelation to come and anoint us and open up our eyes through the ministry of the word, that you may have a deeper realization of our inheritance in Christ. So let's pray for that as well. Pray for the Lord's special blessing upon those meetings. Like I said, it was a bit of a last minute arrangement. I didn't know about it until yesterday. And there was supposed to be a birthday party on the Saturday, so I had to quickly juggle a few things with Brother Wool. So we really appreciate that, so that we can have 2 services next weekend. So just to give saints advanced warning on that and to ask for prayer on that. Let's come before the Lord. Let's put these petitions before the Lord. Whatever the Lord lays upon your heart, let's pray for these things now. Father, we come unto thee with these needs that we have. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just ask Brother Mike, would you mind please, bro, close for us? I'm going to pray, Brother Mike from Ghana. Thanks, bro. Amen. Thank you, bro.
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we pray? Most precious Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father, for giving us grace to gather around thy feet once again, Lord.
Amen.
Giving us grace, Lord, seeing that times, Lord, are no more, Father. Every
Amen.
Time, Lord, is limited, Father.
Amen.
And to spend the very little time we have in your presence is so refreshing, O God.
Hallelujah.
And this moment, Father, your people, we have come, Lord, seeking your face.
Hallelujah.
And asking that, Lord, this little time that we have got to spend, Lord, here
yes.
on this earth,
yes.
we pray for deeper revelation,
Amen.
O God.
Amen.
As a church in whole, Lord,
Amen.
We pray
yes,
for deeper
Lord.
Understanding,
yes.
Lord,
yes.
into thy word, O God.
Amen.
Grant us deeper wisdom, O God,
Amen.
In all spheres of our lives. We pray
Amen.
Thee, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we need, Lord God, to understand, Father, your word deeper, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, that times the things that are happening around us, O God,
Amen.
We shall have
Amen.
The understanding,
Amen.
We shall have the revelation. Oh, of all the all means, oh God,
yes,
we pray in the name of Jesus Christ,
yes,
Lord, we shall not be sidetracked, oh God,
Amen.
Nothing at all shall this, Lord, take our attention, Father, Lord,
Amen.
Our attention shall be fixed completely upon thy word alone, Father,
yes,
on thy truth alone, oh God,
Amen.
For we know
yes,
the
Lord.
Devil working so hard, Lord, doing all that he can, Father, to just sidetrack us, oh God, to take our eyes, Father, from the gold. But Amen. We are praying at this moment, oh God, that your spirit of wisdom shall come upon us in this church, Father. Your spirit of understanding shall dwell with us in this church, oh God. That Lord, when we come here, Father Lord, from the truth of our heart, we shall worship you, oh God.
Amen.
We thank you for this message, oh God.
Yes,
we thank you for our pastor, oh God. We thank you for your revelation upon him, Father. Let me continue to pray for more of your strength upon him, Father. For more of your wisdom in his heart, oh God. And you shall lead him into deeper truth, Father. And when he stands here, Lord God, he shall just speak your oracles alone unto us, oh God. Bless this whole church, we pray, Father. From our worship to our praise to thy word, Lord God, let it be aimed to bless you alone, Father. And no human being anymore, Father, but you alone, oh God. We pray also, Father, even for the children in this church, Father. That your spirit, Lord, shall dwell in them, oh God. Oh, this Halloween period in schools, oh God. Lord, we are dipping them in your blood, oh God.
Amen.
Seal them in the name of Jesus Christ from every demonic influences, Father.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, Lord God of heaven,
Amen.
We lay them before you, Father. We call upon thy name, oh God.
Amen.
Cover them, Lord, and hide them, oh God.
Hallelujah.
And deliver them from every power of darkness,
yes,
oh God.
Lord.
Bless us, Lord, we pray thee, Father.
Please,
those who couldn't come, Father, tonight,
Amen.
We lay them before you, Lord.
Yes,
as
Lord.
We go home, Lord, may you be with us, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Guide us, we pray thee, Father. We commit
Amen.
The meetings, Lord, on Sunday into your hand.
Amen.
We are under great expectation, Father.
Jesus.
The Lord God, you shall come there in our midst, Lord.
Amen.
For when you are in our midst, there are miracles, O God.
Hallelujah.
As we are coming here on Sunday, Lord,
yes,
we are
Lord.
Coming expecting you, Lord. Father. Amen. Come, O God, we pray thee, O God, for we are here to meet Amen. You alone, O God. That our worship, Lord, and our praises, Lord, Amen. Shall be channeled to you alone, Father.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Lord. And if you do tarry, Lord God, and the Sunday is ours, gather us here once again, and with one accord, we shall all worship you
yes,
and give you praise, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, Amen. Before prayer, thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you, brother. Amen. Let's finish with that song. He has done great things. Amen. From Mike, speaking of testimonies, sometimes it's good to testify even before. He has done great things.
Amen.
He's done wonderful things. Sometimes you hear real good testimonies. You can't say them on behalf of other people, but the Lord has done some wonderful things.
Amen. Amen.